October comes, the last of the leaves fall in the grove. Autumn breeds cold, the road freezes. The streams still murmur, but the pond is already frozen. The author's neighbor goes hunting in the outlying fields. The barking of hunting dogs wakes up the sleeping oak trees. The narrator does not like spring, thought, as there is stench and mud all around. He likes the winter, the snow, sledding with his girlfriend. When the girl, warm under the sable fur, flaming and shivering, shakes the author's hand. The poet recalls winter holidays and how much fun it is to skate, gliding on the mirror of the river. But the eternal snow and sledding can also get boring. The narrator argues that he could have loved summer if it had not been for the heat, mosquitoes, and dust. He only likes late autumn, which humbly shines with its quiet, fading beauty. The poet marvels at its farewell beauty. Despite the bleakness of the season, he loves the lush fading of nature, the forests clothed in scarlet and gold.